Now, Springfield Dam, there's somewhere that may or may not paint a picture for you with regards to, indeed, where it is exactly in Belfast and why it may be a point for discussion. The project known as the Springfield Dam Master Plan, there's more to it than the Dam Master Plan, the Dam Park Master Plan, is part of Belfast City Council's peace plan, and indeed, it's financed through the European Union. It's managed by the special EU programmes body, and there's match funding and all of that by the executive here in Northern Ireland. So there's quite a bit of money behind this, and apparently the redevelopment of Springfield Dam Park is the first step in plans to reconnect communities. Let me speak to Jim Rogers, who's one of the local representatives. Jim, good morning.
Well, Frank, just to correct you, I'm not one of the local representatives. I don't represent that area of Belfast. I'm the chair of the City Council's Strategic Policy and Resources Committee.
Jim, you're splitting hairs here. You're still a city father, a city father. You're on the council, and you, tell us first of all about Springfield Dam Park, where it is, and what people would see if they went there today.
Well, it's on the main Springfield Road and takes in part of the West Circular Road area. It's a bit of an eyesore, Frank, and we want to try and transform it. We want to reconnect communities because it stretches from Glencairn to the Bog Meadows. And our overall plans include developing a core area. Now, that means incorporating Springfield Dam Park, Paisley Park, which will be well known to many of your listeners. There's a football pitch there. There used to be one of the top running tracks in Northern Ireland surrounding it. And you've also got a bowling green and a boxing club. And then the Invest Northern Ireland site. Now, from this, there's a large triangular network of interconnected walking and cycling pathways, and they will physically link historically segregated communities. And throughout this whole process, we will continue to reach out and involve as many people as possible through the public engagement and consultation. Now, the consultation opened yesterday, and it will finish at midnight on the Sunday, the 9th of September. And we really do want to hear from the local community as well as the wider Belfast, because we want to improve access to and around the site and have multiple access points, car parking, a pedestrian bridge. There'll be a signature pedestrian entrance point. Recreation facilities plays a major part by having fishing stands, outdoor event space, a modular classroom that can be used by all age groups, a circular pathway. In regards to the environment enhancements, wildflower planting, floating islands, and then and the overall site enhancements, lighting and fencing throughout, and viewing area. So it's very exciting. We're delighted about the money, where it's coming from, and I would like to thank all those funding bodies. And we want to make sure that this is for the people, and in the next few years, the development will get underway, and I have absolutely no doubt that the finished product will be pleasing to virtually everybody.
Is there much of an impact on the ratepayer, or is the money coming from all these other bodies without the ratepayer?
No, the money's coming. The major amount of money is coming from all these funding bodies, which you've already mentioned. Obviously, there's running costs, but we don't see us having to increase our rates to maintain this place. But in saying that, it's a shared space, and as you know, there's very few shared spaces in the city of Belfast. We're very much, sadly, a divided community. We want to try and change that. It shouldn't matter what your religion, colour, class or creed actually is. You should be able to go along to avail of our wonderful facilities that the City Council owns, our fantastic parks, our brilliant leisure centres. And the other thing is, Frank, you'll be aware, because you mentioned in your programme regularly, we've now got over 100 cruise ships coming into the city of Belfast each year. Now, that's fantastic. And a large number of those people will be in Belfast City Centre, but they'll have the opportunity of visiting Springfield Dam Park and hopefully the weather's good, and it'll make them enjoy the place even better.
But Jim, is it going to be that good that somebody's going to come from Barcelona and go the whole way to Springfield Dam?
Well, what I'm actually saying, Frank, is people do travel. People walk throughout Belfast who are in the cruise ships, as well as others who just travel by air and sea and by train and bus. And we want it to be a welcoming place. We want it to be a place that people think is absolutely brilliant. We have some of these things in other countries, and why shouldn't we do something with this dam, which is a complete and utter eyesore at the moment? And I firmly believe that what we're planning will be good, but equally, we want to hear people's views. They might be against some of the things that I've said this morning. They may be in favour. They might want to add to them. It's their, going to be their park. It's not the City Fathers Park. So therefore, we need to know what people want, and we'll try and deliver.
Yeah, it looks, I'm looking at pictures here, it looks like a tip at the moment. Let's hope that progress can be made, because that can only be good for the city. Are people going to object? Do people have worries or concerns? Do let us know as well. 90333105. Are you all in favour of this? 90333105. If you want to buy into the consultation process, how do you go about that, Jim?
Well, there's a number of ways. For those who just want to use a phone, if they dial 02890 9032 0202 and ask for extension 3487, they can email us. They can also give our us feedback on the online consultation. And any other means, that may want to send us a text message, they may want to email. What we want to hear from people, regardless what systems they use to get that word through to us.
Okay, get onto the City Council website. There'll be plenty of pointers there, I'm sure. Jim, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank. All the best. Bye-bye.
Jim Rogers there, 90320202, extension 3487. If you want to express an opinion to Jim and his team, if you'd like to talk to us about Springfield Dam, your memories of it, the good old days, the fishing, indeed the bad old days, feel free. 90333105, and how exciting a project it actually is to provide this sort of connection with the bog meadows the whole way through, and to bring life, to bring environmental life, and indeed I suppose tourism life to the economy. So you're boosting the economic life of North Belfast as well by footfall. So is this the way to go, and should we be standing and applauding? Of course we should. Can you imagine that an eyesore like this is going to be in a few years' time turned round to be one of the attractions? Are you in that part of the world? Are you in favour? Or for some reason, and it's a reason that I can't really envisage at the moment, for some reason do you object? 0289 0333 105.